sounds like you think that education is pretty important for everybody.
Very much so. I really do believe education is. I always said to my kids, grandkids, I said, that's something nobody can take away from you. Go to school as much as you can.
Not only the boys, right?
Yes, girls too. Take school. If you don't teach when you have a family, say you have two children, well, after they start school, then your brother wants to have a job, and you need education to have a job to work yourself up and things.
Yeah. So you feel that anything that you would have done would have been easier if you would have had more school, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very much easier and better for me.
Yeah. So you've had to learn on your own.
Yes. I did alterations and all that, and I did that on my own.
Yeah, and now you worked at the laundry scene?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do there?
Alterations.
Alterations?
Tailoring, mostly men's clothes.
I see.
And I do like men's clothes better than women's. Women's, there's too many curves and too much different material.
Mm-hmm.
You got such different kinds of material, where in men's clothes it's more heavier material that's easier to work with.
Yeah. How long did you work there?
About 12 and a half years, and then I retired at 62, and then I went over to Moorhead to Northport Clothiers and worked in the men's alterations and helped up North here and their other store.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And then I took some in at home.
Did you?
Yeah, after I didn't work full-time anymore, I took some in at home. Because I had my customers from the store.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
It's very nice to be able to have someone that you can call that can do a few things. Yeah.
No, I don't do it. There's some ladies I did some things for here, but I don't like to make a habit of it. My eyes are not like they used to be, and I haven't got the patience anymore.
Uh-huh. Do you have your sewing machine?
Two of them.
Here? Two of them.
Portable one on my old one yet, my singer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You still have all that, huh?
I don't want to give them up as long as I can do any.
Right.
And I do go over to the church for quilting Mondays when it's not. I didn't go this week. They had it again. They started after Christmas and all. But I didn't go because I was so cold yesterday morning.
Yeah, it was. Did you, you learned your sewing at home?
Yeah.
Did your mother do quilting, or did you do quilting?
I have done some quilting, yes. I've done some quilting now since I'm retired, but I didn't do... No, I don't know that my mother did. She just sewed, bought quilts, and then she made covers for them with material sorted together, made covers for them to take the covers off and wash them.
Yeah. How about any of the other things, like German sewing and textile type things? Are you familiar with, like, bobbin lace?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, then. Well, I did some tatting, and so did my older sister, but I did not. I did some hairpin lace.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew how to do that, but I didn't make much of anything, you know.
Is that German?
Well, I don't know. My husband took some wire, and, you know, you had to have a wire that was bent like that, and you crocheted around the wire, and then you took it off.
Uh-huh.
But he made a wire for me. I had that, but I didn't get it long now. Tatting shuttles too. I had two of them, and I lost them after my sale because I didn't have my things sorted out when I moved, and I was in the hospital and they moved my things around, so I lost some things through that. They were packed in other boxes and I didn't think of it at that time either.
Yeah, I believe it.
To look for it when I was sick.
Right. Uh huh. So you made clothes for your family too, I suppose.
Yes, that's where I learned to sew, because I would look in the catalog for patterns and I'd cut it out on paper, newspaper, whatever paper I had, and make a pattern and sew for my kids.
For your kids.
And I made clothes for my daughter when she went to school from old coats. I made coats over.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Those were the beginning of your alteration days, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To make do with...
with what you
with
had. And patch overalls. But then at them years, you know, during the Depression, then not only my kids wore patched overalls, my son, but other people did too. But I got compliments from the teacher, how nice I patched them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice small stitches?
Yeah, that had to be just so.
My grandma did a lot of patching, as they called it. She just thought everybody should know how to patch.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody does that anymore.
Well, if they do, then they patch with a sewing machine.
Well, or iron-on.
Iron-on, yeah, the ready-made patches. Like the overalls and that, you'd take, when one patch was wore through, you'd take that off and put a newer piece on from the back of some pants and make a bigger patch.
Who handled the money in your family? Do you remember that? Did your mother get some money to spend? Or?
No, she bought stuff in the store and Dad would pay it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that she got money. That she, well, she wouldn't write a check because that was not in... that would have been English and she couldn't do that, but
that's right.
But he would pay whatever they needed, you know, she'd buy in the grocery store.
So that was kind of traditional that the men would handle the money?
Handle the money. Uh-huh.
Was it that way in your marriage then too?
No, not that much.
Earlier on? Or, no.
Well, my husband at first, when we had checking account, he did write the checks, but not that it was the must, but we changed it so I could write checks too.
Did children get allowances when they were at home in those days? Or did you?
No.
Never?
No, we got for the 4th of July, or if we went, if there was something that we went to town, then we'd get quarter or... For 4th of July, we probably got a dollar.
Oh.
Well, then you could buy ice cream cones and candy for a nickel, you know.
Yeah, you could buy quite a bit then.
Yeah, so it was a difference.
How about firecrackers?
Well, that was not in my line, but the boys liked that.
Uh-huh.
But the bigger ones helped them with that then.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for 4th of July?
We went to town for the parade and to hear the band play and walked around to see everything, what was going on.
So it was a big celebration.
Oh yeah, we looked forward to the... And we could go if we had the corn hoed by that time. See, you know, by that time the corn was, by the 4th of July, it was supposed to be, knee-high? And it had to be hoed. And it was not great big fields like they have now. But it had to be hoed because it was raised corn for the pigs.
Mm.
And that, so it had to be hoed before the 4th.
That gave you a real goal, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. You had to have that done.
Did all the kids have to hoe? Was that the kids' job?
Yeah, it was the kids' job. Till they got older, then they complained to Dad that they didn't want such a big cornfield. They wouldn't hoe it.
What did your dad say to that?
Well, he wouldn't plant that much, but the field got pretty big anyway.
So they dared tell him, well, Dad, I don't want to do this, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then you had to husk it in the fall by hand. Mm-hmm. When it was so cold, and after it was froze and stiff, that your hands froze, you were so stiff that you could hardly do it.
Oh. And did you have a corn bin then to throw the cobs in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was always something to, if it was nothing else, it was the header box. Mm-hmm. You know what a header box was?
Kind of. I sure remember my mother never liking a header box.
I didn't either. Because I passed out on there one time and I got sunstroke.
Is that right?
It was too hot. My dad had a black man for a hired man that time.
He had a what?
A black man.
He did?
Yeah. And that black man went home and it was so muggy and so hot, he said he can't stand that. So he went home, but my dad kept on. He wanted to get that cut so that if hail would come or something. And then I was on the header box and my brother, and one brother was driving the horses and my other brother was, and then I passed out because it was just so terrible hot.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So that even the hired help couldn't take it, but the kids still had to do it, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Never hire a black man. That must have been unusual then,
that
too.
That was unusual at that time.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he stayed either. I don't remember, but he went home. He said he could not take that. And he went home.
Where was home for him?
Well, to our home.
Oh, did he,
he lived
there then?
Well, he stayed there, but he slept out in the grain bin, on the lean-to to the barn. He slept out there. They fixed it up for him.
Was he just a summer helper then?
Well, I don't know that he was there very long.
Uh-huh.
If that was just that one day or what, that's all I remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we had dark men. My husband hired dark men, but then that was not unusual at that time anymore.
On the farm?
Yeah, when we farmed, yeah. We had two hired men that were the black ones. They were good workers, you know. The one was an older one. He had just a few teeth in front. And our oldest son, he was, probably 2 years old. He would look at him and he'd gag.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't nice, but
he was being honest.
He was being honest. He just, I guess he couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to just ask a few questions about marriage in those days. Did your parents talk to you girls or boys about marriage and what to expect when you...
I was as dumb as you could come.
You were, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Just no training from home in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Even your mother didn't tell you.
I don't like to say that over there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
No. There was nothing explained.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way it was.
Well, I just feel it was not right.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think you have to know something about a woman, but what goes on in your life when you grow up and start to change and all. You should have been explained something.
I agree.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Well, this has been so interesting, Bertha. I sure thank you for your time.
You're so welcome. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll think of some more things to ask you and maybe come back. Thank you so much.
Well, you can come back and visit me anyway.
Okay.
Come for coffee or something.
Okay.